gap in the polls, with Labour ahead of the general election. The Chancellor will include a 2p cut to national insurance. It will make the average worker £450 better off a year, but there's speculation he's made room for more tax cuts. Gary and Brian own small businesses in Grimsby, but insist the rumours haven't excited them.
Not a lot, really, I don't think, to be honest. National insurance, fuel, there's not a lot there to make me smile at the moment.
Me neither. Are we looking for something that's going to help the small business out?
It's understood Nikki Haley is to pull out of the Republican Party's race to be its candidate in the upcoming US presidential election. She only secured one win on Super Tuesday, with rival Donald Trump winning the rest of the contests. It sets up a rerun of last time around with Joe Biden. Political expert Hillary Rosen thinks most people have already made up their minds.
You're going for a very narrow slice of voter, that independent voter that's not really quite sure. And for them, you have to give them more meat, not dirt.
A woman has been charged with the murder of her 10-year-old daughter. Shay Kang's body was found in Rowley Regis on Monday. A man to appeal against his conviction for murdering a woman almost two decades ago. 51-year-old Ian Packer was jailed for at least 36 years for murdering sex worker Emma Caldwell, whose body was discovered in remote woods. Junior doctors are on a 24-hour strike in Northern Ireland in a row over pay and conditions. It's the first time they've ever walked out. And Madonna has told fans she couldn't walk after suffering a bacterial infection last summer, which left her in intensive care. The singer was forced to reschedule the North American leg of her tour. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, the weather for today, looking a little bit overcast, 11 degrees, misty and some light wind, should remain dry for the rest of the day. And you might get a little bit of sunshine around about 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock, only peeking through the clouds, so pretty overcast. The best the sunshine looks like it's later on in the week, possibly Friday, where it should be sunny and cloudy. But the sunshine we were promised has not arrived.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm on Twitter, just having a little look around and seeing what's happening. I like to look at all the things that are happening out there. And Vicky Michelle wishing happy birthday to Cheryl Baker. Is it Cheryl Baker's birthday? Is it today? Oh no, she's got. Oh no, she's seeing Cheryl today. Oh, I say. Oh no, fabulous. Is that Glass of Bubbly Awards. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like to go to that. Jay Aston as well is in the picture, and she's mentioned Mike of Fizz as well. They're called the Fizz, not Buckfizz. I think that's because the other guy, David Van Day, has got the band name. Is that correct? I think that's correct. I know Spencer would know, because Spencer's a mega fan of Buckfizz. And I'm going to have a look, actually. Buckfizz. And in fact, you know, I said I don't like champagne. I don't mind Buckfizz. I don't mind Buckfizz. I can drink that. I don't like orange juice very much. I won't drink orange juice. It's very acidic. But if it's with champagne, then I don't mind it. You know, when you go to a wedding, they go, would you like that? I quite like that. But otherwise, it's only Tattinger champagne I like. I don't know why. I had it when I went to this really lovely restaurant and hotel in Ireland years and years ago. And it was, I had it then. I went, oh, this is nice. Because normally champagne is very dry, isn't it? In a kind of, you know, and also it goes to your head really quickly, and I don't like things like that. You know, it's not for me. I don't know why I'm talking about champagne for. I've got bottles of it. I have got a lot of old vintage bottles of champagne, actually, which are in a cupboard somewhere at home, which I never opened because I don't drink it. I don't drink it. Yeah, anyway. We were talking about, what am I going to play, actually? My camera never lies. My camera never lies. Buckfizz. That isn't my proper singing voice, by the way. I'm just making your mind up. What one should we play? The Land of Make-Be, Run for the Sun. That one. I don't know which one we should play now. I like it. What was this one, When We Were Young? I don't know that one. Do you know that one? I'm going to play my Cameron Never Lies. Why not? I like Bugs Fizz. I'd go and see him live. I think that'd be really good fun to go and see him live. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Click, click.
Click, click.
Oh, yeah.
I can see by the look in your eyes.
I've gone very 80s. A bit like my hairstyle. I'm going after the show to get my hair done. Be pleased to know. And a bit of a treat for the hairdresser because I didn't actually brush my hair today. I've got a plait that's actually secured in with a hair clip, which I put in yesterday. And I woke up this morning. I think I just put the comb through the ends a bit and just went, leave it. I actually went and bought some colour. Well, not colour, like a powder to do my roots with because they're so bad. But my eyebrows are so dark. They are so dark from having them dyed yesterday. And it was to cover up the grey. I mean, Bob will notice when he comes in. They're actually two different, completely different shapes. And I think she's used kind of like very dark brown, almost bordering on black. It looks like, you know, when those black sort of felt tip pens, it looks like somebody's drawn them in. Never mind. You know, somebody else went about, I don't like heavy eyebrows. I don't like all this fashion for very heavy eyebrows. I don't like it at all. But I like a little bit of definition. It does make a difference, I feel. But I've got a bright red lipstick on, so that's... and hopefully I've actually put it on my lips. I've got this terrible habit of when I've got lipstick on, and I must purse my lips together, but actually not on... But it basically does like an outline around my mouth of where it looks like I've got a cold or something. It's not the best look in the world. You know, there we go. Do you know what? I hope I'm wrong. I feel, and I felt this yesterday, that I'm going down with possibly a cold. It's my birthday tomorrow, so I can't have a cold. But I do feel like I'm getting a little bit of a temperature. I hope not. Throat's a little bit sore, actually, but I'm hoping it's not that. I don't want another cold. I just had one. I don't want another one. I keep washing. Every time I go out anywhere, I wash my hands, making sure I'm like touching my mouth and can't get my words out. But, you know, I don't want another one. What's this? Elon Musk, what's he up to? I always think he's just going to dish out some money one day, and if I follow him, I might be able to get in there quick. Otherwise, why else would you follow him? I don't know. Give me some money. Buy me a house. Go on, Elon.
Seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. And though it might be working out today, it might not be forever. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villarrica's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
That's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is even after all these years, and it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is great, and though my love is true.
I don't know.
I have to say, joining me in the studio is the one and only Bob Simpson.
Whee!
And he's come in and he's bought me some flowers and a card.
Happy birthday to you for tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I'll be singing it on my own. Thank you. And he's got me tulips, which I love.
Yeah.
I do love flowers. Thank you so much.
They're from Tesco's, though, not Amsterdam.
Don't. It doesn't matter. It is the thought that you came in and your birthday's gone, is it?
Well, depends which way you look at it, really. It's coming up again. Yeah.
When is it?
1st of August.
Oh, there we go. I'll completely forget.
Yeah,
then. You'll have to remind me.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'll give you the flowers back or a bottle of wine.
I'll drop you a heavy hint the week before, yeah.
Because you are kind, because you always get somebody or people little prezzies.
No, only you.
Thoughtful like that.
Only you, because
Valentine's Day, I got the best strawberries in the world. They were delicious. From, where were they, from Aldi's or Lidl's?
Lidl's,
yeah. Well, I'm not going to give advertising, but, you know, they if you like strawberries that actually taste like strawberries, because a lot of them, they call them false. Aren't they? Or they don't taste like, you know, when you were a kid and you used to have new potatoes and it'd be a thing of baby new potatoes and with butter and they'd be delicious. And this is what the strawberries remind me of, like having them when I was a kid. They're naturally sweet, you didn't need any sugar.
Yeah, and new potatoes aren't the same now, are they, either?
No. Well, we always used to have them. I was saying the other day, I remember being in the garden, and we would have them with cold meats, and they would have mint and butter. I never have them with mint or butter, but Mum would like fresh mint from the garden.
Sounds nice to me.
Mm. They used to make their own mint sauce as well from the garden with vinegar and... And then they went over, my parents, to having mint jelly, and I accused them of being devil worshippers. Because, honestly, I used to go, oh, we're having lamb, mint sauce, I've only got mint jelly. I'd be like, no!
Oh, I love both.
Mint jelly is like... See, again, it must be the consistency, because I accidentally bought tofu the other day, and it was revolting.
I think that's food of the devil, yeah.
It's got like a...
I think I've only tried it once and never again.
No. Yeah. Very soft, isn't it? And gooey, kind of.
A bit like me, yeah.
I was going to say tasteless.
That as well.
Now, you have a very exciting show coming up today.
I have, and we've got lots to fit in today. In fact, I'm not sure how I'm going to do it all. We've got some celebrity birthdays. Oh. We've got a song for Daphne. Things that are going on in Billericay and Brentwood. There's loads of it. And I'm also going to be devoted a small part of the show to a mutual friend of ours.
Oh.
Francesca.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you know, but Francesca is walking 100 miles in March for the charity Mind.
Yes.
And she's probably out there pounding the streets of Brentwood even as we speak. So I'm going to play her a little motivational mix of music to push her along a bit.
I'm going to be chatting to both Bridget and Francesca next week live in the studio.
Oh, lovely.
They're part of our mental health book.
Excellent.
Podcast, rather.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Oh, the podcast. Mm. Oh, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, you're not invited.
Oh, thanks.
Well, every month, if you do check the website, we have a podcast of all the interviews that we've done over the month with different presenters and guests, and they're all put together on a podcast.
Wow.
Mm.
This is news to me.
I'm not doing it, by the way. It's not. I mean, some of my interviews might be on there, and yours and other people's, but I think Paul's putting it all together for us.
Wow, sounds good. I'll listen out for that, see if I'm on there.
You can see. Oh, the flowers are so nice. It's lovely having flowers. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Sorry, you were talking about your show, sorry.
Oh, sorry, no.
Carry on.
I've more or less done it, really, I think, but certainly got a lot to fit in. You'll probably be a bit more talking from me today.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
What about the choir? You've been going to the choir,
which I
went to.
Yeah.
Not last Friday, the Friday before. It was absolutely fantastic.
Sing Billericay, yes.
And how's that going?
It's going really well. We revisited The Rose by Bette Midler.
Oh, last week.
And we're sounding really good now. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, none of us are professionals, but the guy who runs it, David, gives us a lot of encouragement, a lot of laughs as well, and it's a really fun hour to go along to.
And it's about a fiver. If you go first time, it's £2. After that, it's a fiver
a week. £5, and you can dip in and out as you like. And if you want to look for it, it's on Facebook under Sing Billericay. If you search for Sing Billericay, and it's Monday afternoons, 1:30 to 2:30, Friday afternoons, 1:30 to 2:30, and there's also a session on Tuesday evenings.
Yeah.
So
and you can go to any of those.
Yeah, and yep. you don't have to be able to sing. I didn't.
I knew that when I stood next to you. I was there the other way. No, I'm kidding. You had a good. Your voice was good.
Well, I didn't think I could sing, and that's the whole point. And I've been really surprised at the noises that have been coming out of me.
But unfortunately, they weren't coming out of your mouth. And you cleared the choir room. What's that bass note? That wasn't a bass note.
It really is a lot of fun, though, and I'd recommend it to anyone to at least go along and try. Yeah. Try once, you know. Yeah.
No, it was really fun. I really enjoyed it as well. I will go back. I'm not here on Friday this week. I'm off, but hopefully I'll come along
next Friday. This week we're going to do Sweet Caroline.
Oh, really? What about the one I like? The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, we've done that.
Go on, give us a bit of a...
Do you want to sing it?
No.
I'm a group singer, not a solo singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't like the attention.
No.
No. Now, I'm going to play some Rosie Webb. She is a local singer-songwriter. She's got a track out with Tom Fawkes, and this is a remix of a track, Does She Know? I'm going to play it for you now.
Lovely.
Here we go. She knows Natasha as well from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop.
Okay.
My heart, does she know? See, we were just riding wrong. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Send out missed calls. We don't need them anymore. I don't feel nothing for ya. Maybe for what we've done, but we can't play these games when you're about to raise a son. Must be the reason you ain't cold. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? See, we were just riding bones. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? That she knows. We need to take a second look and not be around a bush. You don't want the life you're living. Rather have me in it. What a shame, what a spectacle. You don't love her, you're just comfortable. But I've always been told quick decisions don't last too long. So when you're gonna tell her you didn't think this through? You can't give her a reason. Now you're stuck and you can't move on from the script you've written. The ending sounds rehearsed, but I didn't expect you to look up with me first. It must be the reason you ain't home. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? See, we were just riding home. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Little baby, slow.
it's Halsey there with You Should Be Sad. Nah. No. I meant to say no, not nah. What was that horrible voice of mine that just came out? It's not good.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, botanist or not, plant oranges, origins, history and cultivation at the Chantry Centre, Chancery, Billericay. That's on Monday the 18th of March. A talk by Jacqueline, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society, and it's between 8 to 10pm. £3, visitors are welcome, refreshments are available, and that's on our events guide. Go and check it out.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, just going up to 12:36. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch between 10 and 1. That's right the way through the week. Coming up next, I don't know what to play. I'm going to have a little look in Tony Smith's folder, and you can check him out. He's here on Sunday between 12 and 2, and then he's with Vicky Michelle between 2 and 4. So he's 4 hours of radio at the moment over the weekend, so you can check him out. Now, I think I will play something a little bit different. I think I will play something from his folder. And he's got Zara Larsson, and this is called Venus.
Started out on the horizon, then it grew to be a siren. I'm a fire and I'm coming undone. It's so beautiful now I'm crying. Thought the love was made for someone else, but you have changed me. My body and my mind agree that you have rearranged me. Oh, Venus, I can't stop it all. I can't stop this overwhelming feeling. You got me falling in love and everybody here can see us. My world is upside down. Guys, I shouldn't laugh, shouldn't be surprised. It's what you do when you do it right. I thought the love was made for someone else, but you have changed me. My body and my mind agree that you have rearranged me. Oh, Venus, I can't stop it all. I can't stop this overwhelming feeling. Got me falling in love and everybody down. Oh, Venus, you turn
late for Matthew and Son. He won't wait. Watch them run down to platform one and the 8:30 train to Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son, the work's never done. There's always something new. The palms in your hand, you take them to bed. You're never ever through. And they've been working all day, all day, all day. A 5-minute break, and that's all you take for a cup of cold coffee and a piece of cake. Matthew and Son, the work's never done. There's always something new. The bars in your head, you take them to bed. You're never ever through. And they've been working all day, all day. Got people who've been working for 50 years. No one asked for more money, cause nobody cares. Even though they're pretty low and their rent's in arrears. Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son. And they've been working all day, all day, all day. Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
Phoenix FM.
Sables, we'll be rocking this body, so tell the DJ don't.
It's Brentwood's own Pixie Lott with All About Tonight. Just coming up to 12:47 here on Phoenix 98 FM. You've got some amazing shows coming up. Darren Mutu's coming up today with Reggae Revival. That's going to be at 10 o'clock. You've got Curveballs with Nick Field. He's going to be chatting to Rapper Keys at 8 p.m. the Orient Hour. You've got Andy Gilson, and he's talking to Leighton Orient Club Captain Darren Prattley. That's about 7 p.m. And then 6 p.m. the George Handel Hour. We're going backwards from 6 till 7. And then Drive Time with Joe Bailey. And she's got Fatima Whitbread, MBE, is going to be in the studio talking about her current campaign to protect and support vulnerable children and young people. And then after me is Bob Simpson with 1, 2, 3. I've never done it round that way before. Is that wrong?
I wasn't even listening.
I went back.
I was engrossed.
Thank you. I went back from... round the other. I've never done that before. I just wondered if that was any good, but you weren't even listening to me.
It was superb, Michelle.
You don't even care. No, it's you're meant to be a friend. Mind you, you bought me in a present for my birthday, so that's okay. I can forgive you slightly.
Thank you.
Do you know what? I think I will play Reggae Revival.
Okay.
Because I like Darren's got such a good radio voice.
I know. I know. Oh, I'll tell you something about Darren in a minute.
I saw the picture of you. You doing the boy band.
The boy band, that's right. It was the comedy night.
Yes.
It was such an excellent comedy night.
And was the Spider-Man's dad taking part, or is he your friend?
Yeah, no, Dominic Holland, who is a well-known comedian. Yes. He's been on TV quite a lot. He was there.
Yep.
And he was like the headliner, if you like, and he was excellent.
Yep.
And just had a brief word with him after the show and got a little selfie with him.
Yes, his son is like, I mean, this is terrible because I'm an old woman, but I do like his son.
Tom Holland.
And he's going out with Zedenda. I can't say her name. I've got, knew it was going to get wrong. Zedenda, who's in June. The brand new film.
Oh, okay.
Which is apparently it's got really amazing reviews. But she was in Spider-Man with him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there
I can't say it. Zendenda, I think it is. Yeah.
So there you go. Rubbing shoulders with the stars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that was all.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival. The only place we all hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
They say the sun and I shine for all. But they in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long.
prepared to sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose their soul. No, 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 freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
Really like that. YG Marley, that is the grandson of Bob Marley with Praise Jar in the Moonlight. That song has become particularly popular on TikTok again. It's a really good track. I like it.
It's a good one.
It's good, isn't it? You can find that in Antonia's folder, by the way. I was asking for where it was.
Is that from the film?
It might be. I've not seen it. I would like to see the film.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
When are we going?
Well, I don't know. We could go.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to tell you, the best film you want to go to, if you want to take your lady friends, there's something called Wicked Little Letters.
Oh, I've heard it advertised.
It is. I went to see it last week with my sister in Chelmsford. It is brilliant. It's a British film.
Yep.
It is based on a true story, and it's got some fantastic actors and actresses in it. It is hilarious. There were laugh out loud minute.
Right.
You would really enjoy it. A lot of swearing.
Okay.
Because it's based on a series of letters that get sent to people.
Okay.
But it is very funny.
Sounds like it's right up my street.
I reckon there'll be people, you know, getting award winners or something.
Okay.
Thank you. I've got a message come through.
Ooh.
What's that?
Waiting with bated breath.
Oh, I said it's a special day tomorrow and somebody's put why, what's happening? whatever. Stuff. It's my birthday
Happy
tomorrow.
Birthday
just in case you wanted to, you know, be outside
Happy
with balloons and I need a new mini.
Happy birthday to Michelle.
Happy birthday to you. And I can sing that. You can ring me tomorrow, in fact, if you want to. I'm on air.
Yeah.
And you can sing happy birthday to me because I'll be here on my own otherwise.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, I might
with the choir.
I might. Yeah.
Now you've been doing choir lessons. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I could if it was Friday, but
yeah, it's not Friday, though, is it? No. Now we've still got another minute to fill there with talk. So I don't know what you want to do.
Well, I don't know. I could tell you about my wallpapering.
Oh, you've been doing wallpapering?
Yeah, I've been doing some wallpapering. Yeah, and for the first time, this is really boring. Really, for the first time, I've used paste the wall wallpaper,
right. Oh.
And it's really good.
Oh.
You don't have to measure. You don't need a pasting table. Oh. You just sort of unroll it down the wall and stick it on and trim it up at the top and bottom.
Well, is it is actually got paste on the paper?
No, you paste the wall.
Oh, you paste the wall.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Never tried hanging wallpaper.
No.
Oh. Don't have any wallpaper in the house.
Well, I don't normally, but there was just one wall I wanted to do.
A feature wall.
A feature wall, indeed.
Yeah. What's the pattern?
It's kind of like...
Cats.
Yeah, it's, no, it's not very bold. It's kind of grasses and what have you. It's quite nice.
It's got like a dark background with grass.
No, it's very light.
Oh, okay. Just getting a picture of your house.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Things you learn on this show. Yeah. That's really good. Now you've nearly talked up to the time and I can go. So here is Alias Kid with Shot Through, thanks to my guest today from Strictly. And I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Stay tuned because Bob's up next.
Ta-ra, Michelle.
Goodbye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.